Tom Cotton, Joe Biden will keep foreign drug dealers in U.S. by Neil Monroe on February 8, 2021. Senator Tom Cotton, RR, slammed President Joe Biden's administration amid evidence that his deputies want to minimize the deportation of illegal migrants who are caught dealing deadly drugs. It's the Biden administration policy to allow illegal aliens to stay in America even after they deal fentanyl and heroin, commit fraud, commit assault, drive drunk, launder money, Cotton tweeted February 8. More than 80,000 Americans died from drug overdoses last year. And the Biden administration just announced that deporting illegal alien cartel members who deal with fentanyl and heroin is no longer a priority for his administration, he added. For more than 20 years, many Americans have been killed by drunk driving illegals, including many killed after federal and state officials decide not to deport illegals. The Washington Post reported February 7 how Biden's deputies are changing deportation priorities for the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency. While ICE's new operational plans are not yet final, interim instructions sent to senior officials point to a major shift in enforcement. Agents will no longer seek to deport immigrants for crimes such as driving under the influence and assault, and will focus instead on national security threats, recent border crossers, and people completing prison and jail terms for aggravated felony convictions. Generally, these convictions would not include drug-based crimes, less serious offenses, simple assault, DUI, money laundering, property crimes, fraud, tax crimes, solicitation, or charges without convictions, Acting Director Tay Johnson told senior officials in a Thursday email advising them on how to operate while new guidelines are finalized. The priority for the enforcement of immigration laws will be on those who are imposing a national security threat, of course, a public safety threat, and on recent arrivals, Biden spokeswoman Jen Psaki said in the February 8 White House press briefing. Nobody is saying that DUIs or assaults are acceptable behavior, and those arrested for such activities should be tried and sentenced as appropriate by local law enforcement. But we're talking about the prioritization of who is going to be deported from the country. The priority list for deportations also excludes migrants who take American jobs and wages. This policy will largely abandon the task of protecting Americans' right to a national labor market. Biden has repeatedly declared he wants to make the nation's immigration system more fair to migrants. Since January 20, he has minimized deportations, stopped construction of the border wall, offered an amnesty to migrants, broken anti-migration deals with three counties, and has lowered legal barriers to migration. However, he has said little or nothing about how he will protect Americans' rights, wages, safe streets, and reasonable housing from foreign criminals or job seekers, a February 2 statement said. President Biden's strategy is centered on the basic premise that our country is safer, stronger, and more prosperous with a fair, safe, and orderly immigration system that welcomes immigrants, keeps families together, and allows people, both newly arrived immigrants and people who have lived here for generations, to more fully contribute to our country. Amid Biden's inrush of migrants and shutdown of deportations, more than 20 million Americans are unemployed or are stuck in part-time jobs. Biden is also rolling back protections for American graduates who have lost at least 1 million jobs because Fortune 500 CEOs and their subcontractors have hired more than 1 million foreign graduates for jobs sought by Americans. In a separate tweet, Cotton lambasted Biden's team for dropping a rule that would protect American graduate from losing jobs to H-1B graduate visa workers who are willing to work for low wages in the hope of getting green cards. For years, a wide variety of pollsters have shown deep and broad opposition to labor migration, or the hiring of temporary contract workers into the jobs sought by young U.S. graduates. The multiracial, cross-sex, non-racist, class-based, priority-driven, and solidarity-themed opposition to labor migration coexists with generally favorable personal feelings toward legal immigrants and immigration in theory.